Turning to Africa now, and there's every sign that Zimbabwe's June 27th presidential runoff will not be free and fair. Tanzania's foreign minister said on behalf of a group of regional foreign ministers today, Tanzania currently chairs the African Union and is also a member of the Security Troika of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC. It's also reported that South African President Thabo Mbeki has urged Zimbabwe's leader Robert Mugabe to cancel next week's presidential runoff vote and to negotiate a deal with the opposition. Meanwhile, four opposition party activists were reportedly killed in a firebombing near Harare early this morning. Father Chris Townsend is the information officer for the Southern African Bishops' Conference. He says the Zimbabwean bishops are urging people in the country to begin the process of reconciliation, even as political violence continues to be a grave concern.
I think anybody looking at the situation now will say that free and fair is going to be very, very difficult to achieve. The violence seems to be escalating. At this stage, we're seeing families being targeted. We've had the wife of the mayor of Harare assassinated yesterday. They're taking down the satellite dishes so that external media is restricted. At this stage, we have to just keep on saying that the election, until it is cancelled, is still going ahead. What the Zimbabwean bishops have also been saying is that the elections are not going to solve everything overnight. A vote is not going to just fix everything in the country. There's going to be a huge process of redevelopment and naturally a process of national reconciliation. And I think it's very brave of the Zimbabwean church to be looking beyond just what's going to happen in terms of elections to how does the country become governable again.